time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
I'm good, mate. We're going to take a trip around the world.
Oh.
We're going to spin the globe and lock in on some world news. Gondolas are getting bogged in Venice.
Fat people.
Yeah, get out and push. You know the rules. Japan's asked China to stop anal swabbing their citizens.
Go on.
Oh, this has got World War IV written all over it, I tell you. Dr. Zeus is out of favour.
Yeah.
And someone won 4 litres of petrol.
Oh, congratulations.
In a prize.
Well,
is that the worst thing ever won in a
possibly
prize? We'll get to the bottom of that. Hey, there is going to be a maths review. Whitney and Rosie Walton here at the station.
On the wines
I
last
refuse
night
to do it.
No.
On the wines after the Gadinski show.
Yeah, yeah.
Went home.
In their
watched
jammies.
A bit.
On the couch, pillows.
And they've been hard at it, so we'll get to the bottom of that. In the guest department, Dave, Denise Scott, live from Adelaide.
Oh, wow.
My mate, Paul Collegia, front bar, not too far away.
Yeah.
He, of course, is doing shows as well. We've got Nerd Alert. We'll have a team meet. A lot to sift through, Dave.
Here we go. It is the big Wednesday, Molloy. You got something to say? You need to chip in? Hey, you can always call 1-3-3-5-3. Big prizes on offer too coming up.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Right now, time for some world news. Goes on and on.
I think we've got it covered.
Yep.
I mean, that's the world in a nutshell.
We've just done
if
the globe
like to
right
know,
there.
You feel like I've just done a lap.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I know everyone from every part
of
this planet, this vast green blue planet.
Oh, yep.
I'm just killing time now. Hey, Dave, ever been to Venice?
I have not. I'm sure you have.
I was going to say you wouldn't have because it's a bit X-y.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done
it's
that.
It's not like, you know.
Well, I can't go anywhere at the moment, so, you know.
Venice, huge city. Everyone says you've got to see Venice before you die.
Right.
And go on one of the gondolas. The gondolas. The gondolier is the taxi driver, is the Venetian taxi driver.
Is that right?
Yeah. Big fat guy who sits at the back.
Stripy shirt.
Stripy shirt, gets you around. Well, guess what? We're in trouble because the water levels are so low that they're getting bogged.
Is this like a global warming thing? Is this, what's happening with the water levels?
Well, I don't know.
I'm a little concerned
about
this. I want to get there and go on a gondola.
You don't.
Right.
And you wouldn't be allowed at the moment unless you make their weight ratio. Let's have a listen to how it's being covered.
Water canals in Venice are almost completely dry due to exceptionally low tides, leaving the wood panel water taxis stranded in banks of mud. Now, the drop in water has peaked below sea level, making it impossible to navigate some of the Venice waterways.
So Venice is just surrounded by canals, isn't it? Like, that's how you get around there.
Haven't you seen the pictures?
I've seen the pictures, but I'm just trying to...
It's like flooded. It's like a flooded city. So instead of driving around, you get on a boat.
The only way
George
you can get around...
George and Mal Clooney are always doing it.
Righto,
a big guy says, gondolas.
Have you been in one?
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go, but you need a girlfriend, apparently. It's got to be... Gotta be romantic. It's not the type of thing a guy does or
is that
a group
right?
of blokes. A group of blokes go on a Barbie boat. They don't get in a gondola.
Yeah, okay.
Gondola.
Just for couples, generally.
Gondola's clearly like a romantic thing where two people lie down in a boat, except they're being watched the whole time by a big fat guy. He's standing at the back.
I always have kind of
music,
like Italian music playing.
But
don't
when
they?
You have when you're in a car, you have driving music. What would your gondola? What's gondola
would
music?
It be something like? When the
moon hits your it actually would.
So this is what you'd be listening to as he's got his big paddle and steering
you'd
it around.
Ask him
the...
to sing it for you. Would you sing it for me?
Well, he's got work to do. He's got to steer the gondola.
Remember last year, they tried to blame it on us. They tried to blame it on overweight tourists.
Present
they said that's why they were all getting bogged. No, I think we've got the news report.
Tour boats with Venice's gondoliers have been reduced from 6 to 5, and boats that were used across the Grand Canal decreased from 14 to 12. President of the Association of Substitute Gondoliers told the Italian press that tourists are now overweight, advancing with over, quote, half a ton of meat on board.
Jeez.
Steady on.
Fatties.
So a bunch of fatties have come into town, getting us all bogged. Terrible news. What's the Gondola Association? What do they sit around and do? Why isn't that an Olympic sport, by the way? You've got canoeing, you've got rafting, you've got rowing,
yeah.
You've got everything. What about gondolas?
I agree, imagine that.
The gondolas coming
off
down.
Off they go.
Down the rapids.
Yeah, they're doing that.
The moon hits your eye like a baby.
Here he comes now.
Oh, look out. Here he is, three-time champ. Let's go to Japan. Japan's asked China to stop anal swabbing its citizens. Well, as you would.
Yes.
Hey, you, put the swab down. Leave our citizens alone. I think we've got some audio.
Yeah.
A formal request through Japanese embassy in Beijing was made to exclude Japanese citizens from having anal COVID-19 swab tests as they received reports that it caused them psychological distress.
Psychological distress?
Come on. It's just a little up the burp.
It's 3 to 5 centimetres, by the way, the test. That's 1.5 to 2 inches. That's a knuckle.
Okay, Dave,
I'm just measuring it out of my finger.
Don't need you to visualise it for me?
It's like my ruler. That's my thing. Yep. All right.
You went 3 times in one day, didn't you? I'm pretty sure you.
I'm back again. Still feeling a bit sick.
Since you wanted a second opinion.
That's right.
You went doctor shopping. Hey, China, stop swabbing Japanese bot.
Yeah. I think
how much clearer can I make
psychological
it?
Psychological distress. That's what they're saying.
Leave the Japanese bot alone. Yeah. It's none of your business. Mm. They don't like it. What about this? A Florida golfer, we're going to Florida now.
All right, what's happening there?
Has drowned.
Oh, no.
Looking for a lost ball in the pond.
Oh.
That's a difficult lie. Was it Tiger Woods? Sounds like Tiger Woods.
Maybe.
Did he drive his car in there?
Kunk. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
why would you in Florida? They'd have alligators in the swamp of Florida.
That's not a very good story, that one.
Probably just trying to, probably had a bad round. Probably didn't want to hand his card in.
That's right.
I'm just going in to look for my ball.
Bloop.
Hey, we've got one more quickly because we've asked people about this. Where am I going here? Oh, and this is Bhopal.
Marta.
In Bhopal, a man of the match has received 5 litres of petrol as a prize. Photo's going viral. Big cricket game.
5 litres.
Looking around. And there's a picture of him receiving his award. Like, remember the old days? You used to get a car.
Oh, yeah.
Now you just get the
man of the
petrol
match
to put in the car.
Nah, that's
where's my frigging car?
Even though the price of petrol at the moment, it's probably not bad. But 5 litres, though. What's up to $1.60, I noticed yesterday.
What's the gets take?
Well, it's only got a 40-litre tank, so.
Have you received anything worse as a prize for winning something than 5 litres of petrol? Give us a call, 1-333-53.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It is. Denise Scott is going to join us. He's in Adelaide for the Fringe Festival coming up. Paul Collegia as well. 1-333-53. You can call any time you like.
We're just finishing up with world news. Ben's on the line from Newcastle. Ben, we were talking about the Japanese saying stay away from the
Chinese.
To the Chinese. Mm. No anal swabbing for the Japanese. You've got your thoughts?
I reckon the Chinese are onto something there. They've managed to completely eliminate the chucking of a sickie.
Chucking the sickie, you're going to go, okay, well, you're not well, anal swab it is. No, I'm feeling better.
That's right.
I'll go to work.
I'm back.
How sick are you? Yeah. Why don't you bend over and... well done. Hey, case of Brick Lane for Ben.
Well, Ben, you've got the choice right now. I'm going to do it.
Oh, Dave.
You can either have the case of Brick Lane, which is a bloody good beer, by the way, geez. Ben, which I think you'll like, the draft available at Dan Murphy's. Or, though, Ben, you could choose a mystery prize, which is something that's been on Mick's desk for a few years. We've done a bit of a clean-up in the office, and we're handing out...
trying to get rid of stuff.
Yes. So you've got
but
to make...
there's a wide array of stuff.
Oh, mate, there's amazing stuff there. Not some amazing stuff as well. But, Ben...
I might go to the Brick Lane.
Oh, I haven't even given you the...
You sure, Brick? You sure, Ben? You're going to go to the Brick Lane?
Not even going to...
Okay.
Don't want
to...
It's just... Well, it's a decision you might rue for the rest of your life.
You might regret that decision.
Once you hear what it is, you might go, I've dodged a bullet there.
Yep.
Hey, good on you, Ben.
Well done. Enjoy that.
It could have been the worst prize we've ever given away.
Maybe.
This is our thing. Yep. A man of the match received 5 litres of petrol as a prize in Bhopal for a man of the match award.
Terrible prize.
Is that the worst prize ever, Jay? Is that... Jay?
Mick, I would remind you of your Bunga Bunga party.
Ah, of course.
Many, many years ago.
Berlusconi.
Silvio Berlusconi. And you gave off a raffle to a crowd. They were quite excited. Everybody was happy to be there, and everybody was like, oh my God, what did I win? Mm. And a young woman who worked here at Triple M won the prize, and the prize was Luke Darcy to sniff her hair.
That's a terrible prize.
But it doesn't sound a lot when you say it like that, but it was a real life experience. Hey,
I'm sure she never forgot it.
133353. Just quickly, Paul, what did you win?
Mate, I won a night supply of Raisin Toast in a competition down at Wilson's Prom with Theo's Christian group, which was more like a bunch of hippies. And first prize was a trophy.
And you won a night supply of Raisin Toast for a surfing competition. That's what we're talking about.
All right.
Slab of Brick Lane for the
coming your way. You can better that. 133353.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Got Denise Scott coming up, Paul Collegian not far away, Song Whisperer as well. Taking your calls, 133353, about what is the worst prize you've ever won?
A man of the match has received 5 litres of petrol as a prize in Bhopal. Oof. The photo's gone viral. He's got a jerry can full of petrol. He's smiling as it's handed to
him.
In the old days, you used to get the car. Now you get the petrol to put in a car.
Jeez.
That's what the world's come to. We're asking, what's the worst thing you've ever won? Simon's on the line. Simon, what'd you win?
I won some soap on a rope.
Congratulations.
What stingy organisation would have given you that?
It's a pretty reputable radio station, Triple M.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Orcs.
Central Coast Triple M, so you guys
can I just say something, Simon? You sound like you could use it. I mean, you've just got that feel about you that maybe it was more of a hint than a gift.
Well, I got two, so I can send one back to you.
All right. Good. Slab of Brick Lane for Simon.
Well
thank
done,
you.
Simon.
Lucas is on the line. Lucas, what did you win?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Great show. I was in a trivia competition probably 20 years ago on your radio station, actually.
And what'd you win?
And won 2 free tickets to go and see Creed, which wasn't ideal, but I was open-minded about it. I just let it go along.
How was it?
Well, the support acts were really good. They were Seven Dust, but they cancelled, so I was disappointed with that. And then the gig was horrific, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, did you take someone you don't like? That's what I would have done.
My poor sister, she's never recovered.
Ah, well, you'll always remember for the rest of your life the night the two of you had at Creed. Yeah. Well done, Jack's on the line. Jack, what'd you win, mate?
G'day, Mick. How you going?
Yeah, good. What'd you win?
Oh, keeping up with the stingy radio station theme, I won a single meat pie.
Nah,
one meat pie.
A meat pie.
Was it a family pie?
Sounds like Nova.
Not a family pie.
Well, bang
one
on.
Single, yeah. An entree.
Was it hot at least?
Yeah. What?
Oh, it was when I picked it up.
Okay. And geez, and what did you do to win that?
Oh, I went in a trivia competition once again on a radio station. I didn't get the 10 out of 10. I got 8 out of 10, and that was the lucky door prize.
Oh, you're lucky to get anything, really. Would have given you maybe a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Maybe a fish finger.
Good on you, Rob. At best.
Thanks for the call. Gabby's on the line. Hello, Gabby. What did you win?
Hey Gabby.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. What'd you win, Gabby?
I actually won in a meat raffle a chicken. And I thought, this is all right. So I chucked it in the car, was driving home, and the smell that was wafting off it clearly had been dead for weeks.
And gone.
Oh, no.
Turned.
No good.
So maybe it wasn't a meat raffle at all. They were just trying to get rid of last night's leftovers. And they gone, and the winner is Gabby.
Yep.
Yes, Gabby, take all this with you. I would have thought chicken's a bit stingy for a meat tray.
Yeah.
You can have chicken as part of it.
Of course. You need lots of sausages, steak.
I was in Queensland at a bowling club. I forget the name of it. They had an $800 meat tray.
That's a lot of meat.
Well, like I said, better be the whole cow. Hey, well done, Gabby. Neil's on the line. Neil, what'd you win?
Mate, I won a Jamie Redfern album.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Okay, what was it? How'd you do it?
It was on the Super Flying Fun Show, I believe it was called. Morning TV show with Marilyn Mayo.
Yeah, it was Normie Rowe or someone on that. I don't know. Super Flying Fun Show, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie Redfern, it sounds bad now, but in those days, that was quite a
car. No, in those days, it was terrible. For somebody who was, a Led Zepp and a big Floyd fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a lucky day, Neil, because you got a chance to really turn that Jamie Redfern.
Yes.
album into something much
good.
More significant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, bang, we're going to give you a slab of Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can either have the Brick Lane, which is bloody good beer, available at Dan Murphy's.
It's a top beer. It really is. So that's in the bag.
You can choose a mystery prize from Mick's desk that I have in front of me right now. Oh, this is Neil from Kempsey in the mid-north coast.
There's a lot of stuff on my desk.
There's a lot of stuff there. There's been some great stuff we're giving away. Not so great stuff.
Could be a game changer.
What are you going to do, Neil? What are you going to do? It was the cube full of balls. You're absolutely right.
Brick Lane case,
that's what, 24 beers or the mystery prize?
What do you think?
Oh, second time's a charm. Off the desk.
Oh, he's going to take the mystery prize. What's he won, Dave?
Hey, congratulations, Neil. You've just won yourself a limited edition Red Rooster Rooster Budgie Smugglers. That's right. Extra large. They're red in colour.
Of course they're extra large. Yeah. They're on my desk.
You're off
to the cockfights, my friend.
Cool.
This is, listen to me, hey, Neil, seriously, these are red budgie smugglers the Baywatch ones.
Yes.
But it's got the Red Rooster logo on them. And what does it say?
It says Rooster Smuggler, hashtag winner winner.
That's what you say to the ladies.
Hello, girls,
winner winner. Who's for the chicken dinner?
You can head down to Port Macquarie, the beach from Kempsey there, and you can strut along the beach in your Red Rooster smugglers.
You can turn up to your girlfriend's house and your budgie smugglers with your Jamie Redfern album. Hello, ladies. I'm here for a big night.
Hey, congratulations,
Neil.
Well done to you.
Great stuff.
Nice one. Hey, up next, we've got a maths update. The girls are taking over. This is Malloy.
Winner, winner.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Malloy's Entertainment Report.
Ooh, look out.
Well, ordinarily it is, but I just can't be stuck.
I love it.
You know I love TV. I love bad TV, but maths is beyond me. I get it. I get it's a juggernaut. I get it's compulsive viewing, especially for the ladies who cannot get enough of it. So I've handed it over to the resident experts, of course, Whitney and Rosie Walden.
Rosie, it's great
to have you back and part of the show. I know you're a maths nut.
Yeah, it's a friend of mine described watching it the other night. I feel equally elated and pathetic. And I think that's how we all feel about it. It's a bit of shame attached.
So,
but Whitney and I were supposed to be talking about
last night's episode,
but Whitney came to my house after we had a couple of beers.
These are Gadinski drinks, aren't they?
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah. Is what I said to myself as I stumbled onto Swan Street at midnight last night.
Crawling around on all fours.
So you didn't watch it?
No, we missed
it. You would have been like a couple of girls from maths.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A maths dinner party where someone gets glass.
Pretty much.
Pizza and wine.
So where are we up to? Yeah. What do we need to know?
Well, we've got to the dinner party stage. So it was the first time that they were all gathered back together. I think we need to go back to hear from Bryce, who set up the tone really well last week.
This is where it started for me. This is the first bit Whitney brought in last week. And have you buzzed this?
This is the buzzing version.
This is you
everything
pointing
he
out
did everything
wrong.
You did wrong.
Okay.
Am I your usual type?
It's a tough question. I'll be completely honest. Not 100%. I've always gone for the blonde hair, blue eyes, tan kind of girl, and someone slightly usually taller.
Jeez.
But definitely when I first saw you, I was like, okay. Not my type, but you have got blonde hair.
She's a big fish.
She's not ugly.
Okay.
You're an idiot, Bryce.
Bryce set the tone of what to expect at the first dinner party.
Because they're all en masse. They have this sort of pack mentality.
That would
have been
good in the vows, actually. Yeah. And not you're ugly. Not ugly. And you're not ugly. So whatever, set the tone for the dinner party.
I think so. And they get together and they whisper. Because they know that they're doing the wrong thing. So we can't play it on air because it's just too quiet.
Yeah, they actually had subtitles so you could read what they were saying. So it's just these men, gross men sitting around.
Who's up who in the first night? You know, that sort of thing. Like, who's done it?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Who would you prefer if you didn't have your wife? Who would you pick?
Excuse me. It's just locker room talk, according to Donald Trump.
That's right.
About a harmless locker room talk with the lads. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
All right, settle down.
And then you sort of look at the couples and you go, that, you know, she's all right or he's not or whatever. Yeah. But Sam, who's married to Coco, who is our new fan favourite.
We'll get to Coco.
Is Coco her dancing name?
No.
Probably.
We'll get to Coco.
But this is like a bit of the tone that Sam had. Because
you'll get the gist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Coco, our spark isn't blowing our minds. So I don't think there's any harm in looking around.
So I think the maps has turned a page.
You can't shoot the messenger. I mean, look, saying it. Is that a buzz? Is that a buzz?
That's a big buzz. We need a buzz, that one. So Sam is married to Coco, and I'm calling her my queen, Coco. I've fallen in love
with
this girl.
Right.
Yes. So Coco was the one who said this last week.
Does the fact that I've got a body like a hot dog matter?
Is it just me, but that turns me on.
That's so.
If she said I have a body like a burrito.
Does the fact that I've got a body like a hot dog matter?
So I'm coming around too.
She dropped some other great things on Monday.
Fantastic. Yep.
All right, so last night they were at the dinner party. And
Monday, because you were drinking last night,
not
remember?
Last night, Monday.
My wine.
Whitney.
But there's a bit from when they all have drinks together and then they go into the dinner party.
Dinner is served. All righty, looks like we're going in.
I didn't even have an hors d'oeuvre.
Okay. What are we dealing with here?
I didn't even have an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know Kath or Kim was in the house.
Jesus.
An hors d'oeuvre. Play that again, Dave.
I didn't even have an hors d'oeuvre.
That's a keeper.
She's sort of like a walking metaphor book as well. She likes to trot out some famous one-liners.
Yeah. You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. Oh,
that should be in the vows too.
Advice that could have been given to Bryce last week.
Is she the hot dog girl?
Yes.
Now she's rolling glitter in turds. I've been so confused.
It's Queen Coco.
Yeah. We look forward to learning more about Coco.
Is that Confucius?
I think it was.
That was Confucius. Let's hear it again. Was it?
You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
Well, Buddha. It's one of those.
Got him a fortune cookie once.
All right, yep. So she's one to watch.
Definitely. And there's a couple that people are quite liking. They're a bit quirky. Booker and Brett.
Booker and Brett.
Mm.
They sound like mismatched cops.
Yeah. I like Booker and Brett.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with them.
Don't get defensive.
But this concerned me.
Booker and Brett, I'm vibing them. I'm seeing two very intellectual people, very wholesome vibes.
I washed their back and her armpits the other day.
I washed their what?
I washed her back and her armpits the other day. What is that?
I don't know. It's getting creepy. That is terrible. Who does that?
Nobody.
On the first date?
No.
If you've been married for 33 years, it's married at first sight.
Get out of there.
Your back.
That's more palliative.
Her armpits. Well done, girls. Yeah, yeah. You brought me up to speed. I'm just fascinated by the hot dog lady now.
Coco.
Who should be watching out for in the meantime? Coco.
All right.
Go to Malloy.
Update.
YouTube.
This is Malloy.
Does the fact that I've got a body like a hot dog matter?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
It is. Coming up, Denise Scott is going to join us. The Song Whisperer not too far away, but joining us now, he's a friend of our show. It's Paul Collegia joining us.
One half of the Wine Bluffs. We'll give you their dates in a minute. Going to Adelaide for the Fringe Festival and then Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I've seen the show. It's a ripper.
Awesome.
We'll get to some wine news in a minute, Paul. The other big news, of course, is Front Bar will be back in a couple of weeks when the footy starts. Paul is a very important part of that process. Can't be done without him.
Of all those things, that's the most I'm looking forward to, Mickey.
Awesome. We've got promos tonight. We're filming promos.
Oh, awesome.
And you know what I love? I have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
We're just going to turn up.
I've got no idea what you're doing.
But you wrote them and we don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to turn up, pop on a flanny
and
let the magic happen.
Yeah, that's how it normally works.
I just want to, you know, when that Great Gatsby throws all those like shirts in the air.
Yeah.
It's like a colour of kaleidoscope of shirts and colours and rainbows.
That's you.
I do that with my flanny. At home. Hey, you look good. You look refreshed. You look well, Paul.
Well, I did have a massage at home.
Supposedly
a relaxing massage. So, you know.
So what happens there? Well, you invite someone in, is that right?
I got a voucher, so I thought I'd use it. And the masseuse, you know, provided her own music and stuff. And
really?
All of a sudden, interspersed with the music was the sound effect of raindrops falling on a tin roof. Right. And then it started getting a bit more intense and louder. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but I don't find that relaxing at all.
Okay.
Like, especially when it starts getting really intense.
Right.
I've started getting anxious. I'm thinking, the house is about to float away. Do I go get some sandbags? I hope there's a life jacket under the massage table.
Are you sure it wasn't actually raining?
You're right, Mickey. I should have gone out and brought the washing in. That's what I should have done. But that's weird. And I was just
She's bought the wrong tape.
I know.
Surely. There's someone at home in a bunker listening to whale sounds or something,
right.
What is going on?
I was waiting for her other relaxing
and
sound
she brings
effect,
in the tape. So she brings in her own table and she brings in her own sound effects.
Mm. Yeah, and... So, it's the least relaxing massage I've ever had. I had to actually book another massage to get over that massage.
Wind down from that massage. You know what you should do? Just book an anal swab. They're the rage all over the place at the moment.
Does music come with the anal swab?
What sort of music? You've never heard rain like this before. It's a tropical downpour. Let me tell you. So, and did you do it? You said you had a coupon, but otherwise it's not your thing. And what's happening in the house? Are people just going about the business, vacuum cleaning? The kids are running around. Yeah. Have you got your face in the hole? Have you got these at the proper massage?
Yeah. It's a real deal. It's a proper massage table. Her partner dropped her off and made sure I met him, so that, you know.
Okay. Stood there and watched you.
Yes, yes.
It was his suggestion to play the rain. This will relax him.
Yeah, make him feel really uncomfortable. Have you got any sound effects of a stampeding herd of elephants? Play that. Or bagpipes.
Are you nude when you're getting massage?
Dave, just, you always take it too far. It's just not, he's not on some kind of website. Yeah.
Dave.
He's gone through to the trading post or whatever. Where do you get that?
Dave, I can certainly recommend some places for you.
Okay, thank you. After the show. Yep.
But, you know, I always come in.
Intimate?
Wasn't quite as intimate. No, it was not when the partner was standing there watching. But,
what were you watching? Did you have the telly on?
Yeah.
No, I'm fascinated to know. Yeah. Is it just life's going on around you while.
Well, he was there. He was helping himself to the fridge. It was just. I think I came out of it. I think I lost money out of that. A lot of money out of that.
That's right.
Now, guys, I always come with some wine news.
I love your wine news. Yes. Because you're good at this. This is your special secret topic.
And look, this is some bad news for you especially, Dave.
Well, what's happened?
Well, you know the Salador experience of just turning up and having free wine?
Yeah.
That's going to change forever. That's changing forever now. Because, you know, during COVID, they had to book people in.
That's right.
People were booked in. They had a paid sit-down wine tasting. And it worked really well for the winery. So most of them are going to stick with that. So no more of the great Australian pastime of just, you know, turning up, drinking a place dry for free.
Right. Get on the bus and head out.
Yes. Yeah. No more, you know, getting so drunk that you start drinking out of the spit bucket. No more.
One bendy straw is all you need. Is all you need.
No more, you know, trying to climb the table and make an embarrassing speech before, you know, you get on the bus and vomit all the way home. I mean, the heady days of that.
That was culturally. Over. That was our thing. It's a rite of passage.
It's a sad day for all of us.
So, how do you find a good wine these days? Mm.
Well, interesting. You should ask me this, Mickey, because Dan Murphy's every year do their decoded. They call it their decoded award. So they do a blind tasting of all their wines, and they try and find a wine that they think is really good value. And so I brought the wine in today for us to taste, and we need Whitney here too. One of the producers, because she's
been tasting all night.
Yeah, no.
She's on the tail end of a massive wine tasting.
Well,
she's gone on for about 24 hours.
Calm down, that's enough.
Whitney needs this more than us. So this is a Pinot Noir from Minchinberry. The region on the bottle says Australia. It's very specific. It just says Australia.
Australia.
They could get grapes from anywhere.
Okay.
From Australia. It could be from someone's backyard. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. What are you giving me?
So let's try this Pinot Noir. It's $7.99.
Oh, now we're talking.
Well, you got Dave's attention. Yeah.
Oh, Dave,
go on.
Dave, you could buy two bottles of these.
I would. Oh, thanks.
it's like date night.
All right.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
Okay. We have no time to swill them. Taste them.
That's
right.
That's very drinkable.
Yeah.
$7.99. I might actually buy a couple of bottles, sell those. They'll be worth $14.99 in a couple of years. We could go nuts.
Another great tip. What did you give us so people can go to Dan Murphy's? Yeah. That's a good tip. What's the bottle called?
Minchinberry Pinot Noir.
It's drinkable.
Region Australia.
It's drinkable. Yeah. Put that on the poster. It's drinkable at $7.99. Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming in. Adelaide Fringe Festival, March 11th to March 21st.
Looking forward to it.
That's going to be good. Yeah. And the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I can't wait to see you guys back in your natural habitat.
This is the sequel to our last show. This is going to be big.
All right, queensadelaide.com.au to buy tickets.
See you
the
there.
The Wine Bluffs. That's Paul Kalija, the song Whisper Up next, then Denise Scott.
This is Malloy.
Missed any of the first hour? What you can do, you can podcast. The listener app, that's the easiest way to get Malloy anytime in your ears. Mick Malloy, Denise Scott coming up soon.
Live from Adelaide. Can't wait. It's all about to happen over there, make no mistake. Just before we get to the song Whisperer, we were talking about what's the worst thing you've ever won.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fierce competition.
Lots of calls.
Rob's on the line. Rob, we missed you. Yeah. What did you win?
I was walking through Maya one day with the family. We won a free family photo shoot.
Oh, oh, lovely.
Well done.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so yeah, what right. a great thing. And that's then you've okay. got it forever.
Happy with that.
With all the props and stuff, what I didn't realise was they're going to slug me $300 for the photos.
Hang on.
So that's a con.
That's.
Free family photo shoot. Shoot. Great. Where's the photos? Oh, that'll cost you $300. Oh. Boo!
No, that's
not. Boo!
The problem I had kids in bumblebee outfits and all that sort of stuff, so I could hardly say no in the finish.
Oh, so you bought them. That's a con.
Yeah.
You didn't win anything.
No.
You got stiff for $300. I'll make it slightly better for you, though.
Slab of brick lane for Rob.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well done, mate. And I'll tell you what we'll also do. Okay. Don't hang up, Rob, because this is not from Mick's desk, by the way. Mm. This is something else that we're doing this week.
Oh, that's gone.
Blues Fest, you know, Rob is back. So we would love to, hopefully Friday, announce that you're going to Byron Bay to Blues Fest to see the likes of the Angels, Jimmy Barnes, the Living End, the Church, the Teskey Brothers, and more. $1,000 spending money, accommodation, the whole thing. So we're going to draw that Friday. We'll put you in the draw for that, mate. So good luck.
See how you go, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
You bet.
You deserve thanks, something.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible. Time for Song Whisperer, Dave.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
And is it time for our segment about the cowbell?
Sure. Is it cowbell?
Let's do it.
Yep. Is it cowbell?
Is it really cowbell?
We'll just keep saying it till you find it.
Is it really cowbell?
Is it though?
Cowbell solo. The last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
Is it cowbell?
I gotta have more cowbell.
Interesting.
Worth the wait.
Well, we've been raging about this, and it's not going away. A funky cold Medina's come up a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm saying
last,
it's not cowbell. You're saying it is cowbell.
Definitely cowbell.
You thought you had the numbers. I'm not sure you do. Gary's on the line. Gary, what do you say it is?
I say the whole drum track is actually a drum machine, so therefore it's not technically
it's not cowbell.
Bang. And I think Mickey's owed an apology. I reckon this debate has to be Gary. Reopened.
Can we have a listen
Quiet.
To it? All right,
funky
let's hear it.
Cold Medina.
That's got to be cowbell.
It's a sample. It's on an electric drum kick.
First of all, this ruling had already been made. Nobody asked Gary what he thought about it.
No, we invite Gary to ring.
Second of all, no, we love you, Gary. Second of all, somebody had to play that cowbell at some point to put it into the track, to put it into the sample. It's an actual cowbell, right,
well,
Gary?
See, yeah, this is
tone didn't even bring the right tone for that cowbell sound, I reckon.
Gary, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, of course.
Thanks.
And I tell you what,
Gary.
If you hit a super spoon on the side of a Brick Lane draft that's empty, you get a certain tone. Sort of
do you think you can play the cowbell too? Funky Cole Medina?
I could. I don't want to do it right now. I don't turn it on and off.
I don't.
What do you think I am, a performing monkey?
Well,
you don't have enough money to get me to play cowbell.
Oh.
Hey, synopsis of new song day. Well done, Gary. What's the song, mate?
All right, here we go. A simple question asked after a specific, very simple action. Someone prefers solitude. Someone is interrupting that solitude. He is not happy about it and goes to great lengths to avoid this unwelcome interruption.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go up to your room.
No.
What's the name of that song?
Yeah, that's it. Boom, boom, by Paul Lukakis.
Paul Lukakis. Who you ever go? What's yours, Dave?
I was thinking maybe you said Alone, but I know we played this one yesterday. So I don't think it's going to be the Sunny Boys, but
it is not, sadly.
No.
What is it?
Well, that's what's up for the audience to pick, not you.
I just thought about it for a second.
Might
crack up. 1-3-3-5-3, people.
This is Malloy. Time to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
And we will kick it off shortly with the great Denise Scott coming in live from the great state of South Australia, Adelaide for the Fringe Festivals. It's going bonkers. Mm. She's on deck. We'll get a first-hand account. Nerd Alert is back.
Oh, righto.
They're working on a space hotel now.
Can
we just get there first? Now we've got it setting up hotels.
In 2027, that's only a few years away. Oh, that's ambitious,
Book
I would have thought.
Yeah, I would have thought.
Airbnb.
What is it, the Best Westerns?
That's right.
I think it is. Who would it be?
Yep.
There's a Hilton chain.
Maybe.
I want to see. Hey, we might also have a team meet. There's a few things around the office that I'm not particularly wrapped about. We'll get to the bottom of that. But let's start at the top with the song that was mired in controversy today.
Yeah.
Before we get to the song and the synopsis again, I've been backed up. and proved right. Who was it, Grant? Gareth?
Gary
rang in and suggested that it was a sample.
Funky Col Medina.
Funky Col Medina, yep. About cowbell.
Yep.
I always knew something was not right about it.
Really?
You had previously poo-pooed it, Song Whisperer.
Cowbell.
We've put it out there and he's put it on deck and we've all agreed that it's a sample from something else.
Yeah, well.
Now, Sean's on the line.
Sean's got some info.
Sean, you're also in my corner on this one, yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
the samples from cowbell.
Wow.
Really?
So here, there's six different samples in there, even one of your favourite, Mickey.
Which one?
Christine 16 by Kiss.
Kiss
is in there.
Oh, let's have a listen to that. Kiss is in there. Oh!
What the hell?
It's on low.
Sure.
Wow. What else is in there?
I know Foreigner's in there.
Funky Col Medina.
Wow.
And you put them together. That
I'm right there.
Is
oh, Sean, you're a genius.
Well done.
Is that, and what did you say the cowbell was from?
The cowbell is from Honky Tonk Woman.
Is it the same cowbell?
So it's a sample of Honky Tonk Woman, correct, Sean? Is that what you're saying?
It sounds very well. Another unknown one, Get Off Your Ass and Jam by the Funkadelic.
Right, okay.
The Funkadelics, I think they're called.
Done your homework.
That's another one in there.
All right.
There's a slight sample of Even Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones in it.
Right.
Well, I'm losing interest.
You're getting a little bit ahead of yourself now. But
hey, again, give it, juke him. Give him something.
I'll tell you, we'll put you in the drawer also for Blues Fest 2021.
See, you can go up and pick holes in all their songs.
That's right. By the way, you can also go malloyshow.com to enter online as well. So if you can't get through on the phones, do it online.
Get on to Blues Fest. Good on you, Sean.
Yeah,
all right, let's have the synopsis. Hey, do you feel suitably chastened, by the way?
None at all, because if it's a sample from Honky Tonk Woman, that is a cowbell.
Still a cowbell.
Still a cowbell.
It was when it was played in Honky Tonk Woman. It no longer...
Correct.
It's,
well, it doesn't change the sound.
Well, it does because it's not the original.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Picky.
That's the way I roll.
You're a stickler.
When it comes to the cowbell, mate, don't cross me. I knew something wasn't right. My spidey sense was tingling.
It was.
Okay, what do we got?
All right, a simple question asked after a specific simple action. Someone prefers solitude. Someone else is interrupting that solitude. Mm. He is not happy about it and goes to great lengths to avoid this unwelcome interruption.
He sounds a bit cantankerous.
Maybe
is he? Is he unhappy?
Yeah, he's not. Well, he's not happy about being interrupted.
And what's his issues?
Many.
Has life let him down?
Perhaps.
Is it a tale of woe?
No, it's not a tale of woe, Dave. I know what a tale of woe is. I just worry about this guy.
You might.
I mean, do we identify with him or do we think he's just a bit of an ass?
No, I don't know that he's an ass, but he's just a guy who prefers his own company.
He throws his weight around?
Not really. He just doesn't want to be bothered. He is a little antisocial.
Mm. Can he change?
Hard
Let's
to
just
say.
Go the calls.
Alex, what's the song, please?
Yeah, good day, mate. Brain Stew.
Brain Stew, Green Day.
What a great song.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling it's not going to be Brain Stew, though.
No, sorry, Alex. It is not Green Day.
Ah, bad luck, Alex. I tell you what, though, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, big fella.
Oh, beautiful.
It's the draft.
Mate,
icy cold at Dan Murphy's. Go and get some right now. Jane's on the line. Jane, what's the song, please?
Is it Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work?
I really hope not. I was ever like to play it.
Aussie classic.
Bored now. I'm bored with Men at Work.
Colin,
we play them too often, don't we?
It was
fun when it was released.
40 years on. And sorry, still
is
getting
he sampling anything in there?
Oh, no, he's sampling just a great original song. Jane, correct.
Oh, no! Jane's got it.
Oh, look out. Stand by, everyone. Here comes the Men at Work.
You've got $100 to use at your choice of hundreds of providers, Jane. Well, a case of Brick Lane for Jane. And we will also put you in the draw for Blues Fest 2021, which is happening.
We're playing it.
Here it comes right now. It's Men at Work. Well done, Jane.
Is that a real sax or is it sampled?
That is all sax.
Is it theirs or not? Did they steal it?
All sax more often. Up next, it's Denise Scott. I said sax.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And joining us now from the home of Ruined Dits. Triple M South Australia in Adelaide.
My favourite breakfast show in Adelaide. I'd really like Dits. I don't care for it. Rooster owes me money.
I think it's the other way around, isn't
is it?
Yeah, I think you owe him money.
That's right, from his pub at the Alma.
Which is
something dodgy going on there. I think they're brewing their own and passing it off.
Great pubs in Adelaide too.
At least watering down the beer, and because you know how bad the water is in Adelaide. So it's kind of... Hello, Denise.
Denise Scott.
Hello there. Great to be with you.
From the great state of South Australia, they're looking after you over there.
certainly they have turned it on. The weather is perfect. Great. Sunny in the day, cool at night. I'm performing as part of Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And do you know, true, that this is the only place in the world where a festival of this nature is happening right now?
Oh, that's
do
a
you
right
know
now.
That, Mick? And, I'm part of it.
I think it is. And it probably wouldn't be happening if you weren't there. You're like the monarch. Yeah. What do you call it?
I'm the Paddy Newton. I'm the Paddy Newton.
You're the Paddy Newton of the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Yes, and I'm performing in a park there.
I love it. You're performing the Chicksall 500, yeah, which is my favourite name for a show, because it's you and a bunch of chicks, Cal Wilson and Geraldine Hickey and Lizzie Hu, who are all top shelf, by the way. I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches, to be honest.
It is. It's what's not to love in the show that? And we get to perform in the Garden of Unearthly Delights, which is beautiful, and we're in a big marquee, and we're surrounded by carnival. Okay. Like real carnival stuff, carnival rides, so that, you know, you're a few minutes into your comedy set and suddenly you hear screams of horror. Like the screaming, it's quite hilarious. And this is true. The first night I performed, I heard this one woman screaming and screaming and screaming, and it triggered. I thought, good God, is Lady Gaga's dog walker outside the tent? Do we have to run and give assistance?
That would put you off. Yeah. Can I tell you, I did a gig in Adelaide. I'll tell you, this is going right back to the turn of the century. It was 1987. There was a university review called Laminex on the Rocks, and we were in Adelaide, and the shows were a bit hit and miss when it came to crowd size.
Right.
And when we got to Adelaide, we were in our dressing rooms, and I said to the stage manager, can you please turn the speakers up for back of house so I can hear the audience? They go, oh, they're up. they're up. And I swear this is true. We went out and performed to the dark abyss, and I heard nothing until about 30 minutes in, this horrendous scream. Ooh. And a woman started giving birth. And so while our show was on, the ambulance turned up and the crowd, 4 or 5 people milled around the pregnant woman waiting for an ambulance while we soldiered on.
Mick, how can I top that? Thank you very much.
Unless it was you who was pregnant. That's the only way you could possibly...
Well, it could have happened in 1987.
That's
I was
right.
still capable of doing that. But giving birth at the show?
At the show. Ooh. I don't know what triggered the actual moment, but that was a true story. And
well,
a terrible
you know
time
what?
Has had.
Mm. Wasn't going to tell you this, certainly, but that's triggered another story from me, Mick.
Please, fire away.
I was at Melbourne Comedy Festival. This is quite a few years ago.
Yes.
And my uncle Len was there.
Yep.
And he had a heart attack during the show and had to be taken off to emergency. And I thought, couldn't you let me have my moment in the sun?
Any danger?
But no, my family have got to have a heart attack bang in the middle of my show. Take attention for yourself, Uncle Len. And off he went. He did survive.
Oh, good.
He did survive that.
Did you heckle at the funeral? Who's laughing now, Uncle Len?
Yeah. Well, he has passed on now, Mick. So take it easy. But no, that was years ago.
Uncle Len lived a good life. Yeah. I'm guessing
he really did.
Was he there supporting you? What was the joke that triggered his heart attack? Was it something you said?
I don't know, but you know, he did say he would never come to another one of my shows because he wanted to live for a longer, which he stuck to.
Good.
He stuck to that creed and survived many more years.
I love it. Can you hang around, please? Hold that.
No,
thought.
I can't. Oh, yes,
you can. Please stop.
Of course I will.
And you will, Denise Scott. We've got more to talk to you about. The Chicksall 500 on now.
All right.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
You got a comedy.com.au, by the way. You want to buy tickets for Denise. The Chicksall 500 happening, Adelaide Fringe Festival, as we speak, and that's where she's joining us from right now on Malloy.
I'm also looking forward to her shows with Nath Valva, who was very rude to me on this program a couple of days ago.
yeah. Good work, Nate.
Really awful.
Currumbin at the Sound Lounge. God, wait till you get there. But in the meantime, in Adelaide, I know you're touring and you're very conscientious when you're on the road, but Adelaide's such a beautiful town. There's so many things you can go. Step out and see the new fake pigeon in the Rundle Mall.
Yeah. I've heard about the fake pigeon.
It's a new pigeon.
Have you heard about the Queen Elizabeth statue? The new Queen.
Yes,
and the Queen, of course, zoomed with the South Australian Premier. She zoomed, and, you know, Prince Philip going into his third week in hospital. Mm. I have not seen the Queen look that happy ever in her life. She was cracking gags on Zoom. She didn't look a day over 80. I'm not kidding.
She's got
a spring in her step.
What's her Zoom background, just out of interest? Yeah. You know, hope there were no sex toys or anything, just caught in frame like that.
Talking about
Well, you know how what happens sometimes when you get caught out in the 90s. On your Zoom.
Well, go
and see that. And then Maslin Beach. Can I recommend Maslin Beach?
Maslin Beach.
Which is Adelaide's premier nudie beach, if you feel like doing a bit of nude work.
Of course I do. I think that's everyone needs to to see me in the nude.
Well, where else are you going to see some pot-bellied middle-aged German men? Get down there. It'll be fun. And, of course, Zoo South Australia. A big hello to all our friends at Zoo South Australia, who we love.
Elaine.
You're an animal fan?
I am an animal fan, but to be honest, I just spend my day doing bugger all. Nick, I just sort of lie on my bed and think, oh, well, I've got to go out in 8 hours. I've got to do a 20-minute comedy set in 7.5 hours. Yeah. Whoa, I better take it easy.
Keep
my feet up.
You can't be tempted out. I get it. You put everything into your shows.
Everything into that 20 minutes. Exhausting. Yeah. But can I tell you something that happened back in Melbourne before
I
left? I was on the tram there, and I just want to get a gauge of if this is normal in young people's behaviour. So this young, spunky woman in sportswear, looked great, sitting opposite me. She's on her phone looking at it, and there's a dog barking. So clearly she's looking at her dog barking, and it's like a camera thing situation, because she starts going, Violet, stop barking, Violet. And so Violet stop. You can hear on the phone a few minutes silence, and then Violet starts barking, Violet. She starts yelling, stop it, sit, Violet, sit, stop chewing at the couch, Violet. And I thought, good grief. And then she just went, she did swore, and then got off the tram, and you could hear her yelling as she, Violet, Violet, sit, Violet. And I thought, is this a normal thing these days? Is this how you look after your pets? You get them on camera.
Yeah.
And check in.
I think you can do that. So I was away with a mate of mine. We were in Mexico at the time. Not running from the law as such, but laying low. Yeah. And he had his dog in what's called a dog hotel. And the dog hotel had cameras, and he could on his phone get up the camera, go around the hotel and find his dog and zoom in on his dog. Now, I'm taking this personally at this stage, because we're in Mexico, I'm in a sombrero with two bottles of tequila. He's trying to find his friggin' dog.
But well, I can't believe this, because I never say take me back to when times were simpler. But, you know, when you just had a dog, there was no fence, there was no gate. Sure, your dog got out. Sure, it attacked people. Sure, it ate people's chickens.
Pooed everywhere.
But it was a much more relaxed situation.
No, now your dog can send you a dick pic. I mean, where have we come to? What is going on in the world?
Mick, you always bring it home with a reference to that part of the male anatomy, and I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I think on that note, we are done once again. Hey, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Enjoy. They will love you in Adelaide.
They are. Let's talk the present, Mick. We've already done two shows,
and
selling
you've got
out fast.
Two under the belt going, well, book early, because the Chicksil 500, that is a stellar, star-studded lineup. That'll be too much. I would suggest almost too much. You know what? You'll be screaming. You won't need to go on a ride. You'll be two acts in, screaming your head off, going, what a ride. It's too good.
That's exactly right.
Good on you, Denise.
There'll be an ambulance standing by.
For your Uncle Stan. Your late Uncle Stan.
Len. Uncle Len.
Len. Whatever.
Get your memory checked, Mick.
Uncle. Jesus. All right, comedy.com.au to buy those tickets for the Chicksil 500 with Denise Cowell-Wilson, Geraldine Hickey and Lizzie Hu. That's happening right now in Adelaide and Melbourne Comedy Festival soon. This is Malloy. That's Denise Scott. on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Attention. Attention.
Nerd alert.
The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Hugh James Blake to enter the studio, our resident nerd. We mean that with love, James.
Yep, you, no, it's a term of endearment.
It is your role, and you fill it well, especially when it comes to technology and all kinds of advancements. What do you got for us? What do you bring to the table today, James?
I just want to let you know that I'm already saving for my next big holiday. 2027, I'm going to be heading up to the Space Hotel, which apparently will be ready to go with Orbital Assembly putting it up there by the end of the decade. Here's just a quick explanation of what we're looking at.
This is unbelievable.
The hotel will circle the globe every 90 minutes, and the circle's rotation will generate artificial gravity, experts say is a necessity.
It's a huge ring. It's going to measure 60 meters or nearly 200 feet in diameter.
We need artificial gravity. We need a mechanism to allow us to have a dosage of gravity to be able to live long-term in space.
Wowie. Mm. Well, can't we just get there first? I've seen the space station, and that's a shit heap. You know what I mean?
It's okay. Not.
And then all of a sudden we're building five-star hotels.
Yeah, so this one's going to have restaurants, a cinema, which I don't fully understand.
Playing space opera.
Yeah, that's right.
2001.
It's very Jetsons, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Very futuristic, huh?
Let's just handle first things first, shall we?
No words of any nebulizers or any of that on board.
Right, well.
For 400 people.
We could have our first space quarantine hotel.
Maybe.
How should
we could do the show from there.
From space. What happens in space? They can't hear you put a mint on the pillow. Who? We can't even get there. Why are we setting up a hotel, mate?
Well, this is why, like, the theory is this is why Elon and Jeff Bezos are getting into space travel. Because
we need a place for a dirty weekend. we need to get out of town.
Yeah, where do you
We need to get out of town.
Where are you thinking?
Where should we go? Oh, let's go to Saturn.
I'll go to Europe.
Hey, Dave, get the boing ready.
Okay.
I reckon they might have satin sheets. Dave, where were you? Dave.
Let go again.
High and dry. I can't put a satin sheets out there without you.
I don't have the boings at my fingertips all the time. I've got to go and find my boy.
How long have you been on this show? What do you mean it's a space hotel? Who is, so there's a space like valet? And
yep.
Space.
So I imagine it would all begin from the moment you get to the spaceport.
Room service.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, you'd want to make sure that they've got everything stocked beforehand. Minibar would still be pretty.
I'm sorry, Mick. Your cheeseburger will take another 10 minutes.
Well,
listen, Hal.
But, you know, zero gravity though. You'd feel pretty good about yourself. A bit light on the feet, Mick.
Play Havoc with my Dutch ovens, which I like doing in the hotel.
They are.
I don't get it. All right, what else have you got? Mm. I'm over the space hotel. I don't believe that for a minute. Who's the chain? Who's it going to be?
Orbital Assembly. Never heard of them before.
Orbital Assembly.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, all right.
See how they go.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about new AI-enabled toilets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the ones that can examine you and give you a readout by going through your stools.
Let you know if you've got to go to the toilet or not. This is the other end. Maccas are looking at having AI assistants like Alexa or Siri. At the drive-thru, so you don't need to
speak to anyone.
Don't need to speak to anyone.
This is where it's heading.
Yep.
Hi, Alexa.
So the theory is because...
Hi, Alexa, I'll have two Big Macs.
Yeah.
You realise you say that and people's Alexas right now are picking up what you're saying on the radio.
Hi, Alexa. Call Mickey.
You have pissed off so many people right now. People go...
What's the other one?
Hey, Google. Siri.
Hey, Siri. Mickey. Is that good? Hey, Dave, you know that space hotel?
Yeah,
I reckon it might have satin sheets. That's as good as it gets.
Got it.
That's why I'm on the big bucks. So what do you say? Okay, I'll put it to you. What about this?
Mm.
Can I get so pissed off at Siri at Hungry Jack's that I do burnouts in the car park? Can I still do burnouts in the car park if Siri doesn't give me a soft serve ice cream?
I reckon Siri would be watching you, and then you've got all this evidence that they'd go to the police. But this is one of the theories is
she watching me, or is she keeping her eyes on my fries? What's she doing? Anytime, Dave.
Oh, you want one?
See me in my office after the show.
theory is that these assistants, they don't get flustered, so they can deal with high-pressure situations. They don't get things wrong.
What's the high-pressure situation?
Well, yeah, serious. Medium fries, shake.
Just I know, the hot apple pie, the five-minute wait on the hot apple pie. Danger, Will Robinson.
It's going to turn
danger.
On you.
Danger. Is that it? I'm getting bored. Have you got something else?
No, that's it.
Is that the whole thing?
Is that it?
I thought you had something else for
come me. With something.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So.
Right.
I've been busted in the office.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need
no, this is another. No, I'm going to keep that for the team meet. Oh, yeah, that's disgraceful.
We don't need
okay. Don't you
now.
Do that right now.
Oh,
all right, there it was.
You are.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. He's in a lot of trouble.
He is.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Yes.
Attention, all Malloy staff. Please attend the studio immediately for a team meet. Mm. Repeating, Mickey needs you in the studio ASAP.
Here they come. Yeah. Yeah, they come.
Welcome, one and all.
Whitney, James, Song Whisperer Jay's here as well.
All present.
Yeah.
What's this? Why is my? I went to my desk today, and everything seems to be tidied up. Can somebody tell me what is going on?
Ooh.
In the next 24 hours, at the Malloy compound, CEO of Southern Cross Austereo, Grant Blackley, will be arriving. He will be doing an inspection of the office.
GB.
We were told this afternoon, in no uncertain terms,
what?
Clean this office
for GB.
Else.
So,
hang on. Did he say clean the office on coming down?
He didn't say it. Roshana, our office manager.
So Roshana came around and said, without a hint of a smile, clean this pigsty up.
Get it done.
I should have told Roshana to come around 3 years ago.
So we've got to keep things tidy.
Whose side are you on?
Don't do that.
Can't
Mike,
be messy.
Get off that.
Can't be messy.
No.
Don't.
No.
Mick is making
you're
a
being
mess.
Silly.
Stop it.
No.
Stop.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, what have you...
Oh, my God.
It's just falling over all by itself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoops. Oh, no.
You are in very big trouble, mister. Stop it. That's enough.
You think it's funny.
That's enough.
We've got to clean this up.
No, we're not. We're not. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Don't touch those beers. Oh, God. Well, that's terrible.
You are.
That's okay.
So, mate, stop it.
Now we have to talk about you.
There's some handprints on the wall. What have I done?
You've trashed the studio.
Ah, we'll be right.
Multi-million-dollar studio turned upside down here.
Get fixed. Hey, do not tell him, by the way, that I gave away the carton of
His beer.
The carton of beer he gave me.
He's the CEO of the network. He's listening right now on his Mercedes.
He generously gave you a carton of beer.
Yeah, and I gave it away.
Congratulations, Mickey.
Because its use-by date was 2007. Can we get that back?
Nope.
We should push it back.
No, it's gone. It's out.
It's gone. Right, so he's coming down. What else is on the radar, guys? What about Whitney here? Whitney, you need to...
Get off it.
Is it just me? But I get sick of hearing that Whitney's a vegetarian.
I don't actively say I'm
And then
vegetarian.
When I come in, she comes in and goes, hey, do you want to try one of my sausage rolls? And then she brings in a plate of homemade sausage rolls.
I don't actively say I'm vegetarian.
You turn your nose up sometimes when we come in with our fish and chips. And you're it's
very fussy. Doesn't eat cheese.
Yeah, I don't eat cheese.
Who doesn't eat cheese? Oh, man, you're missing out.
Not Mayor McCheese. He loves cheese. So what, are you a vegetarian or not?
No,
can you
I'm just,
the
I guess I just like to eat not a lot of meat. Like, I'm selective about when I do eat meat. And
that doesn't make you a vegetarian.
I don't really say I'm vegetarian.
There's no grey area. You're either you're not eating meat or you're eating meat. Okay, what did you have for lunch today?
Come on, Whitney.
I had a beef burrito.
Oh, you are fair weather.
You're a dickhead.
What part of veg? Paul McCartney wants to marry you because you're an absolute brilliant vegetarian.
Staunch.
Dave, what have you got?
Well, I just want to bring a comment to our socials yesterday because, you know, it was a very heavy day for us all here at Triple M. And
big day.
On the passing of Michael Gudinski, of course, and Lee Simon, the godfather of the M's, was in
Lee,
here. There was
well
a photo
done.
Taken in studio. Ethan, in fact, our social guy, was out there. He took a photo of from outside into the studio, and a lot of people have bypassed you, me, and Lee and just looked something at your feet. And I believe it was Pizcat, that's his name, handle. He says, is that a chamber pot at Mick's feet? The only thing you noticed.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
Because we all know I've had a chamber
well,
pot.
Well, not a lot of people do. We've got new listeners coming in going, why would there be a chamber pot at
I have
your
a chamber
feet?
Pot because every time I'm at four, the cleaners are cleaning the toilet. And you never know in the modern era. Well, do we have time to do this now or is this another conversation? We've
got time.
James, you've been censored and your behaviour's been brought to my attention by our overnight guy here.
Oh, wow. Danny Lakey. Yeah, Danny Lakey.
Is he on? Can we get him on? Can you get him up? No, you can't go through there right now. Danny Lakey dogged you in for your behaviour at the urinal. What does he do?
I'll
tell you the story.
Tell me the story.
So when he does the number ones at the urinal, he doesn't stand up to the grate.
He doesn't stand on the grate, which is like a cattle grill. It's been known.
What you would do is... Oh, here comes Danny now. Danny was firsthand of the
incident. You saw this, Danny. How are you?
Danny.
Yeah.
What happened? You walked in, guys. And it was a sad sight. What were you looking at?
Well, I was doing my urination, the standard procedure.
Yeah. Sure.
And
that's right.
Me and James, we bumped shoulders, and then he decided, okay, it's his turn now. I was washing my hands, so I just saw in the mirror.
You just took a peek?
Yeah, having a look behind.
In the mirror. By the way, in that mirror, objects may be larger than they... closer than they appear. Yep, go on. What happened?
Traditionally, I assume most men stand on the grate. It's about a foot
That's
away.
What adults
standard
do.
Operating procedure.
From the wall.
You stand on the grate and bang, you're away.
Mr. Blake decided to stand below the grate, about a foot back from the grate, and what I can only assume, urinating on the grate where the rest of the gentlemen are standing.
Peeing over the grate.
I've got strong stream. It's fine.
Okay, mate, you're out of here. That's the team, mate. We're done here.
No, we're going to come back and address that. If not today, we will get to the bottom of that.
Lakey's back at nights on Triple M.
Unbelievable.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
You made me. I've got witnesses.
You don't cut off.
I've got witnesses. James, Whitney, and Jay, you heard it firsthand.
We weren't gonna cut it off, but we just have to tell you. So we're cleaning up the studio because I tipped everything over in the studio for Theatre of the Mind. And before I tipped it over, Jay came up to me and goes, mate, whatever you do, I'm going to take this fork off. It's Bob Hawke's sausage fork.
Yeah.
He said, mate, that might hurt someone. You can't take it off. I said, mate, I need it for sound. So anyway, I've tipped everything everywhere and the guys have come in to help clean up and James has got...
I got myself with the sex jigger.
he's got an electric
himself.
Shock.
Yeah, it's sort of the... Oh, hold on.
He's got himself an electric
Which, by the way, was a gift from Jane Kennedy to Mr. Malloy.
Jane Kennedy.
Oh, there he goes.
And I see him is on the floor. Forget the barbecue tongs. He's got his hands full with a freaking jigger.
It's fine when you know that you're about to do it, but when it's unexpected, it flies.
Shocking.
I think you should put the jiggers away before Grant Blackwell. That's what it's all about.
All right. We're done. We're done here for the day.
Done, people.
Hey, Jim Jefferies going to join us tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Fantastic. Being a Thursday, we'll be back with Gone Wild as well. Missed any of the show? Catch up with the podcast. Download the Listener app. Don't miss a minute of Malloy. Back tomorrow.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast.